I love golden retrievers. Today's episode is about the breed. Everything about it. Temperament. Care. All different aspects. Behavior. Personality. I'm very excited about this. For those of you who do have golden retrievers, please listen to this and let me know if I covered everything. If there's some things that I didn't cover, please share. Comment. Hit me up. Hit us up. At pause, please. So, first of all, they're so cute. I mean, who would say otherwise? Some of the best looking dogs out there. Temperament, according to the AKC website, they are friendly, intelligent, and devoted. There's actually a fun fact about the golden retrievers that I want to mention before I get started over, you know, on their, you know, on the specs. They can hold an egg in their mouth without cracking it. Very impressive. They're very gentle. So if you have kids, you know, obviously there are a lot of different breeds that are good with kids, but their bites are very soft. Obviously, unless they want to bite you. They're not ducks, but so anyways, friendly for sure. You know, they're very loving, very smart dogs, easy to train, and they're very devoted. They're family dogs. They love their families. They would certainly do a lot of things for you. It's a very popular breed as well. If you're in the U.S., you most certainly have seen a lot of golden retrievers in your lifetime. Very popular. You see them everywhere. Okay. So let's get into the specs. First of all, height. Males are 23 to 24 inches. Females are 21 and a half to 22 and a half inches. Okay. And that's to the withers, by the way. A little bit to the shoulders. From the floor to the shoulders. Weight. Males, 65 to 75 pounds. Females, 55 to 65 pounds. So they're medium dogs. They're not too big. They're not little dogs. Obviously, they need some space. But they're also not too massive. You know, they're on the medium size, on the medium side, and you know, you got to take that into account depending on where you live, what, you know, how much space you got, all those different things. It's certainly, you know, weight and size and exercise levels, energy levels, very important. Life expectancy, 10 to 12 years, that's based on average. If you listen to the first episode, it's about nutrition. With better nutrition, you can have your dog with you for much longer. Dogs back in the day used to live much longer than now. Okay? And that's because of nutrition. People used to feed them better back then. So, 10 to 12, that's on average. But if you're somebody who's listening to our podcast, you definitely care for your dog. You provide them with the right supplements. From Paws, hopefully, because we do provide very high quality products that we've tested. Everybody is using them in our company, or you have used them before we release them, and you also have a great diet for your dog, whether you are not dog food or raw food, you know, manufactured food or raw food. You'll definitely be taking care of your dog. So. This breed is Scottish, originally from Scotland. Obviously, very beautiful, as we all know. They are used in different ways, and it's pretty much one of America's most popular dogs, okay? Now, they are serious workers. They love to work, all right? They're working dogs. They are great for as ESA animals, as service animals. Easy to train. That's because of their intelligence. They can, you know, easily sense your emotions and guide you and do all those different things. And that is a great aspect of having them. Very obedient, by the way. So again, easy to train when it comes to events. If you're looking for a dog that you can take to events, all those different things. All right, so general description. Believe it or not, they're actually sturdy and muscular. You can't see that from the fluff. They're very fluffy, but they're muscular dogs. Again, they're working dogs. They're medium, muscular, working dogs. So don't get fooled by their fluff. They are very friendly, though. They're outgoing, trustworthy, eager to please, which is, once again, great for families. Next episode is going to be about Doberman, by the way, and I'm kind of giving that away about Dobermans. I have one. I can't wait to discuss that, too. But I am very happy to discuss Goldens because I do love, absolutely love Goldens. But here, they love swimming, playing outside, fetching, all those outdoor activities. If you're somebody who loves the outdoors, get you a Golden Retriever. They will be happy, happy to live with you. All right. So you got to make sure you're giving them that stimulation as well, by the way. So if you're not outdoorsy and you get one, you have to be willing to allocate some time to stimulate them, to give them really what they need in terms of exercise, play times, all those different things, or they'll get destructive. So I'm going to break it down into, let's get into care, all right? And I'll break care down into nutrition, grooming, training, all those different things. How do you care for the dog? First of all, nutrition. We recommend high quality dog foods. Whether you're giving kibble or raw food, you have to make sure that you're giving your dog the right food for them. No food has everything they need. We definitely, certainly recommend supplements, okay? Just like you take supplements. You have to watch their weight. They tend to get overweight. That's a fact about Golden Retrievers, but that's a fact about really any dog. If your dog is not exercising and you're feeding them, you know, at a calorie surplus, they're going to get a bit overweight. And if you continue to do that over time, they might get, you know, a little bit extra. I wouldn't say obese, but more overweight than you want them to be. So certainly watch what you how much you feed them versus how much they exercise, because also you could be feeding your dog, you know, the usual amount, quote unquote usual amount, but you're exercising them really hard, so you should feed them a little more, right? So you don't want them to not get the nutrition they need based on the activity level. So again, nutrition, high quality foods, certainly recommended, whether it's raw or kibble. Supplement that with supplements. Check out Paws. And make sure you're balancing the right amount of food based on the activity levels. If your dog is running his tails off every day, give him a little more. Okay? He's burning calories. Again, you guys have to start thinking of dogs just like you think of yourselves when it comes to nutrition and exercise. They have, you know, certain criteria, certain needs that need to be met, a certain criteria. Take them to run, give them the food they need. If you're over exercising them, they need to eat a little bit more, just like you would. Now, grooming. I think I don't need to talk about this. I mean, Golden Retrievers will shed like crazy. Okay, they have a thick, soft, long hair. Okay, coat that will shed over and over again all over your house. So be used to that. You gotta brush them. You know, you gotta brush them. So know that. Their nails need to be trimmed regularly. So either you get good at it, at brushing and cleaning after the shedding, or you take them to the grooming salon to be taken care of on a regular as well. Okay, so certainly they're shedders. They would shed. You gotta brush them at least weekly. And nails regularly. All right. Exercise levels, we already discussed that. They're working dogs, and similar to any sport or working dogs, they need to work out. They need to work. They need to be out there herding, running, hiking, fetching, swimming, whatever activity to get their energy out. That's good for them. It's good for their health. It's good for their brain. It's good for their behavior. All those different things. you exercise your dog, that you're going to get a lot more out of them in terms of obedience, in terms of long life as well. So they're high energy dogs that require a lot of exercise. If you cannot provide that for them, for based on your schedule, where you live, all those, whatever the reason may be, you may want to consider a different breed, because you certainly want to give your dog what they need when it comes to exercise. This is a very important matter. Training, they can be trained easily compared to a lot of other breeds. They're very intelligent. They're very eager to please. They love their owner. I wouldn't say owner. Parent. Okay. They love their parent. And you can certainly train them. All right. They're food motivated as well as also praise motivated. So you can give them praise when they do something good. They will definitely appreciate that. So make sure you take advantage of that and actually spend some time training them, because it would be amazing to have a fully trained dog. Beautiful. Now, in terms of their health, they're generally healthy. The one thing you want to focus on, because they have their ears down, this is just kind of a general advice, because they have their ears down, to certainly check their ears regularly, clean them regularly, dry them. You know, if they go out in the rain, all those, you know, or they play in the, you know, in the water or anything like that, to make sure there's no infection. Dogs that have their ears down tend to have, you know, more risk of infection. So just kind of making sure you check it regularly, weekly at least, and clean it every other day to be on the safe side. And they would love it. You're kind of giving them a rub in their ears. But again, they're generally healthy. So, you know, some issues based on data, you know, on hip and joint. Every dog, I see hip and joint issues. And that, again, because of nutrition, guys. Because of nutrition. If you don't drink milk, if you don't take calcium pills, if you don't take vitamins your whole life, you will have bone issues when you get older. Similar, your dog is the same. You need to give them their vitamins. You need to give them what they need in terms of nutrition their whole lives. And they won't have those issues unless they're genetically, you know, not fit, or the breeder was not honest. They're inbred or they're overbred. Other than that, make sure you give your dog the nutrition they need, he or she needs. Okay, so they're healthy in general. Make sure you take care of the ears, give them the supplements they need. Okay, at an early age, supplements are not medicine, so you don't wait until they have an issue and give them supplements. At an early age, check out Paws, mypaws.com, mypawwz.com. All right. So some health tests that you should be given, you should run on your golden retriever: hip evaluation, elbow evaluation, cardiac exam. Okay, just make sure, get those exams. Make sure your dog is healthy. All right. If you discover something early on, it's much easier to treat and cure and take care of, maybe without medication. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Golden retrievers, beautiful, beautiful golden things. Generally healthy, eager to please, medium size. Make sure you have the time to take them out. If you have an active lifestyle, they're perfect for you. Next episode, I'll be talking about the Doberman Pinscher. I have one myself. I'm very excited about that. So, guys, let me know how I did with the Golden Retrievers. Once again, check out mypaws.com for the supplements that your dog needs. mypawwz.com. Hit us up. Let us know how you feel. Take care. Talk to you next episode. Bye-bye.